Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a very good happy weekend to you all. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Today we're going to bring you outdoor, Today we'll be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more. And I guess I'm anxious for this year to get over.
Oh, good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson.
Yeah.
A little froggy post-Christmas crud, you know, but tis the season.
Hey, it is.
Yes, we're saying goodbye to 2020. Mm-hmm. Get out of here.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And looking forward to 2023.
Especially the way things have gone this last month. Oh.
Don't even get us started.
I know.
With the start of a new year, it's always fun to kick things off with the huge Dallas Safari Club event.
Indeed.
And we're going to be checking in with Corey Mason, Executive Director, not only with challenges that they've faced and that are going to be faced, mm-hmm. but also do our annual preview of this huge four-day event at the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center.
And you will be there, and you're not contagious.
This is bronchial, whatever.
All right.
You know, so no, I'm not contagious, but I will be much, much better by then. Yes. And then we've got some news, and Bill is going to contribute significantly.
Wow.
His expertise and a firsthand knowledge in the honor off-road section.
Yes, well, I knew you were going to be
contributing. Oh, you laying and waiting on this one. So we got a big show headed your way. Y'all do stick around. And remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit hfotusa.org.
Breakthroughs in treatment methods and care delivery have improved the lives of children worldwide. All because of discoveries made at Shriners Hospitals for Children. Shriners Hospitals was the first to identify a genetic defect underlying a painful bone disease in children. Our physicians use a first-of-its-kind 3D imaging system to reduce radiation exposure to young children. To learn more about our latest discoveries and innovative care, please visit ShrinersHospitals.org.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans.
Mm.
And as we wrap up 2022 and begin 2023, plus the fact that we have Corey Mason with Dallas Safari Club Conservation Group on.
All right.
Thought we'd look back at a little Texas history.
Oh, well, let us.
Okay. This would have occurred on this past Monday, the 26th of December. On this day in 1874, Joseph McCobb led a party out of Fort Griffin on the first commercial buffalo hunt in Texas.
Ooh.
The party consisted of McComb, two assistants, John Jacobs and John W. Poe, and Teamsters, Skinners, and an ox-drawn wagon. The season's kill brought 2,000 hides,
wow,
which were marketed at Fort Griffin at $1.50 and $2 each. Other hunting trips headed by McComb followed in 1875, 1876, 77, and 78. Cobb estimated that he killed no fewer than 12,000 buffalo.
Oh, Lord.
During his five hunting seasons, the completion of the Transcontinental Railroad was a catalyst for the slaughter of the buffalo in the 1870s and 1880s, since the railroad made possible the profitable shipment of hides from the Great Plains to eastern markets. Mm. Thousands of hunters and skinners participated in the hunts. By 1884, the great herds had been exterminated.
Yeah.
And just absolutely amazing. Then, on Thursday of this week, December 29th, on this day in 1845, the United States Congress voted to annex Texas. And
Boy, it's been downhill.
Yeah, Judge, we both were thinking of thoughts there. Statehood was first proposed in 1837, but was rejected by President Martin Van Buren. Constitutional scruples and fear of war with Mexico were the reason given for the rejection, but anti-slavery sentiment in the United States undoubtedly influenced Van Buren and continues to be the chief obstacle. Under James Polk, the United States Congress passed the annexation resolution in February 1845. So we've been around for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're going to take a respite.
Yeah.
And then we're back, and you can't do without us.
Correct.
You know, just can't do without us.
You should just emulate what we do, and you'd be so much better off.
Right.
Yeah.
You got anything?
Of course I do.
Okay.
And fortunately, I had the great opportunity to meet and visit with this gentleman, Joaquin Jackson. Joaquin Jackson, famous, legendary Texas Ranger, served from 1966 to 93. NRA board member, became famous after his appearance on the cover of Texas Monthly in February of 94, of which he held a classic long gun, the Winchester Model 94. I mean, you look at him, just Ranger. I mean, it's just, Hollywood couldn't cast a better one.
Right.
You know? And then the movie Extreme Prejudice that a friend of mine wrote, actually, with Nick Nolte, he modeled himself after Jackson as far as his look and the way he outfitted himself, and Joaquin was an advisor on that film. So very, very interesting. But somebody realizes throughout several decades, he made it a personal mission to collect one Model 94 Winchester from each production year from 1894 until 1964. It took him 36 years to complete the collection, ultimately 71 rifles, a comprehensive look at the commercial life of this popular Winchester lever action, of course, most popular ever. Now, this remarkable collection is coming up for auction, giving Texas Ranger fans and Winchester collectors alike a rare opportunity to get their hands on the result of Jackson's longtime passion for the Model 94. Auction begins 1 p.m. Central Time on January the 13th. It's going to be at the Hyatt Regency Hotel at DFW Airport. And they'll have a preview, 10-1 that day. So you can take a peek, and then the auction starts at 1 o'clock. That's pretty darn interesting.
It really is.
Yeah.
You know, when I was first introduced as a youngster to a lever action
mm-hmm.
rifle,
yeah,
and the caliber I had never heard of.
Oh?
And it was a 44-40.
Of course.
You know?
The gun that won the West, man.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But you know, again, it didn't resonate with the modern centerfire calibers, you know, we were seeing, you know, back
correct.
In that day.
Correct. Great cartridge.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Still is. It was great for those rifles because being a bottleneck cartridge, it helped its feeding.
Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Good point. Good point. Coming out of Austin, we've got some news. And as we turn the calendar to a new year, Texas Parks and Wildlife Share Lunker, Toyota Share Lunker program, season number 37 begins. And the first couple of months, we're looking for the Legacy class, those that are 13 pounds and larger.
Mm-hmm.
And, boy, I tell you what, the success and the angler success and with the front viewing sonar that's being used now,
right?
It's really going to be interesting. In fact, we're working on a February issue of Texas Outdoors Journal. Matt Williams kind of did a survey of some of the top biologists around the state that manage some of these lakes, and it's just absolutely amazing their input and then the redundancy of names that come up as where they think the best chance for the new state record to, you know, black bass to come from.
Right.
So
that's great.
We shall see.
Well, let me interject in there, too, then, for the rifle pistol fans, too, with the creation of the 44-40 pistol and that Winchester 44-40, that's the first time we had the pistol-rifle combination available, and cowboys went wild.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And to this day, it's kind of neat to be able to have that combination.
Indeed it is.
In some caliber package.
Right. In fact, I have an upcoming article that you don't know about going along in that vein.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I look forward to it.
There you go. Okay.
Sounds good. All right, we're going to look forward to this break, because when we come back, got our best bets, outdoor report, and we're going to find out if Harold's been on or off the road. And I didn't do anything on or off-road yet.
You will.
America's best-selling truck for 45 years running is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks. Trucks you need. Trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 45 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them. It's about you. It's about building the trucks you can depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday. That's how they build them today. And most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 45 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford Tough, the best in Texas.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
It's time to block the calendar for the Dallas Safari Club Convention and Sporting Expo 2023. Hi, I'm DSC Chief Executive Officer Corey Mason, and I am personally inviting you to this crown jewel of conservation. The DSC Convention and Sporting Expo is back at the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center in Dallas, January 5th through the 8th. Hunts, guns, jewelry, clothing, and so much more. Please plan to join us and find more details at biggame.org.
And you really need to make that event. I mean, it is special.
Yeah, yeah.
We want you to know that this portion of the program is brought to you by Third Coast Thermal. Launched in 2015, Third Coast Thermal is owned and operated by a Christian family that's proud of the USA and is committed to providing professional guidance to their clients to help assure their day and nighttime hunting forays are the adventures that make lasting memories. Third Coast Thermal offers a variety of traditional high-quality scopes, binoculars, and other optics. They also offer superior night vision and thermal imagery equipment, plus other hunting tools worthy of your consideration. As we close out 2022 and open 2023, last couple of days left for their special purchase any Photonis Defense night vision product from Third Coast Thermal, and you will get a free stocking stuffer, a Core Survival Hellstar 6 custom programmable to dozens of different options. The stocking stuffer is made to be mounted on a helmet and provides an ability to be seen in the dark either through your night vision or selectively by anyone. The second special is a free Trigicon 10-mile scope with your purchase of any Reaper IR or hunting thermal scope from Third Coast Thermal. Folks, this is a $2,000 value.
Ooh.
Yeah, call for full details. You can go to their website at thirdcoastthermal.com. Take a look. But I'll tell you what, they really struggle to keep up because product moves so quickly.
Right, and they walk you right through it, too. That's what helps that procedure. You know.
And then give them a call at 832-827-4574. That's 832-827-4574.
Well, it's a whole new experience when you can sneak up on them at night like that. It
yeah.
just really is. Anyway, we're going to check the Texas Outdoors Journal Fishing and Hunting Times. I want to compliment you, though, on the January cover of Texas Outdoors Journal. That's very cool.
It's different.
It is.
It is a different scene.
Can you buy that?
Yes, you can. you most definitely
Something
can.
Right here. One right there. I'm looking at it.
Thank you. Don Breeden, South Texas artist.
Yeah, it was hidden behind your computer. But that's a great cover.
It's a mosaic, and I love the title.
Hmm.
It's better in Texas.
Ah, okay. And it is.
But it really, it really encapsulates all the different options, or most of the many of the options that are available in the month of January. So appreciate the comment.
No, it's great. It's a great cover. Anyway, now we're going to do that. This New Year's weekend, Saturday rated as fair. This Sunday and Monday, we start the new year with two poor ratings. But Tuesday rebounds to fair, with Wednesday carrying a good rating. Thursday, Friday, and next Saturday are a trio of best days. Next Sunday, another good one. This weekend, look for game to be most active from before sunrise, remain active until late morning. On Monday and Tuesday, this major feeding period of the day begins either side of sunrise, continues until either side of the noon hour. By Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, times will have continued to adjust, with game actively feeding from mid-morning until mid-afternoon. Next weekend, this most active period occurs from either side of the noon hour until late afternoon. On Friday, January the 5th, we will have a full moon on the coast. This weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, I'll have a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides to end and begin the year. Monday through Thursday, a string of days with a single tide schedule of one high and one low each day. Friday is a three tide day with two low tides and just one high. Next weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, have a double tide schedule.
All right, staying on the coast. Goodness, we have used the expression yo-yo weather before.
Right, yeah.
This is like mega yo-yo
or 17 to
roller coaster or something crazy. Well, bring on the warm weather.
Yeah.
That's where we are. And we're going to see many changes from fish being deep.
Mm-hmm.
To maybe starting to move with the sustained warm up that we're looking at, it's crazy. I mean, this is when really playing the patterns are critical. Upper coast, just remember, from Calcasieu, you know, down to West Matagorda, we're talking about some of our deepest bay waters, all right? And look for areas to fish that have that deep water but with shallow flats nearby.
How deep is it, Captain?
I mean, we can see depths 25 plus feet.
Okay.
In some of the channels, Houston Ship Channel, you're talking, what, 55, 60 foot deep, okay. You know, with the dredging that's taking place. Right. So they're going to take advantage to seek there. Then mid-coast area, a lot of back lake areas. And all indications are, I think our fishery escaped, but again, they're still collecting data, the recent freeze. Lower coast, most variety of fish available. Brownsville Ship Channel certainly is a place to take a look. But you're going to be looking at Longbar and the west side of the Lower Laguna Madre up around Port Mansfield. You're going to be looking either side of East Cut. Lots of opportunities. And on light wind days and on warm days, check out the snapper fishing out to 9 nautical miles.
All right.
What's going on in our lakes?
Well, let's head to East Texas. Okay, go to Conroe. Crappie are good on hair jigs from Lone Star Crappie Jigs. Minnows are a hit at times. Fish are staying tight in or near structure in 16 to 22 feet of water. Hybrids and white bass are good running together in 19 to 35 feet of water. Dead sticking with a fluke and teaser, but still picking up some jigging. Sam Rayburn. Bass are on the outer edge of grass. Dead sticking stick baits, rattle traps, jerk baits is working. Bass in deeper water, 20 to 25 feet. Fish deep ledges and points with Carolina rigs. Toledo Bend, for deeper bass, cast a Carolina rig with a worm or lizard in dark colors. Jigging spoons are still producing quality bass on long tapering points on 1.5-inch to 1-ounce silver spoons or deep diving crankbaits in citrus shad and Tennessee shad colors. The bass bite in the creek has been very strong, using black and blue PB&J football jigs and structure jigs in 3/8 to 3/4-ounce sizes with a 3-inch matching color crawl trailer and a green pumpkin jig with a little blue-tipped accent trailer. You could almost wear that. Crappie bite is good in 16 to 20 feet on the edge of the river channels. Fayette. Bass are good on shallow points and along dam rocks with various shad-colored crankbaits and Texas rigged plastics working. Topwater bite is good early in the morning in shallow water with frog poppers. Palestine. Bass are biting big-bodied square-bill crankbaits or jigs fished in 6 to 9 feet of water in front of boathouses and under boathouses. Eater catfish are good and fun fishing for the entire family using shad and night crawlers on 17 to 21 feet of water on the baited holes. Texoma, striped bass are very good casting Alabama rigs on structure in 10 to 20 feet of water or dead sticking with flukes in deep water. Whitney, the cold weather has the crappie grouped up, and the warming trend will turn the feed bag on. The best bite has come from shallow brush in 4 to 8 feet of water. Bigger fish are close to the main river channel, suspended on standing timber or structure anywhere from 10 to 30 feet.
Let me pass on a fishing tip I learned years ago from veteran guide Kevin Burleson, a longtime guide on OH Ivy. Mm. And we're talking about the cold weather and the water temperature dropping.
Yeah.
And as we head into the winter months, once the chill occurs and fish go deep, even though there may be a warm-up, they never return to quite the same shallow depth that they had left until we get to the spawn.
Huh.
Okay, so just something to consider, a theory that has been tried and proven. Heading to South Texas, out Three Rivers Way, Choke Canyon Reservoir, crappie are good in 12 to 16 feet of water on brush piles and standing timber with live minnows. Catfish are good all over the lake. Falcon bass are excellent in 5 to 15 feet of water using football head jigs, Carolina rig, and dragging a power worm or Cinco. Catfish are good on shallow and deep scattered structure due to the fluctuating temperature. Crappie are great in 15 to 25 feet of water. Allen Henry, bass producing lake, but right now crappie are consistent over trees in 25 to 30 feet of water. And we talk about water temperatures.
Yeah.
Fishing's good on ivy, no real specifics, but the temperature had dropped to 45 degrees.
Ooh.
So what about Central Texas?
Well, let's say the big Lake Buchanan. Crappie are good on brush piles in 25 to 30 feet of water using chartreuse jigs. Catfish are good in 22 to 26 feet of water using Punch Bait Canyon. Dropping water temperatures have fish moving into the winter pattern. Striped bass can be found all over the lake biting swim baits. Largemouth bass are along grass edges biting swim baits as well. Waco. Limits of crappie are great fishing in 30 to 40 feet of water using an 1/8 ounce Dan's jig paired with an ATX 2-inch Wicked Shad. Jigs have been better than minnows. The cold weather has the crappie grouped up, and the warming trend will turn the feed bag on. The best bite has come from shallow brush in 4 to 8 feet of water. Bigger fish are close to the main lake river channel, suspended on standing timber or structure anywhere from 10 to 30 feet.
All right, on the hunting scene this weekend, North Zone deer season, Rio Grande fall season, and the late North Zone duff season all closes this Sunday, January 1st.
Mm.
South Texas, deer and Rio Grande season, plus other dove seasons, but the South Zone season continues through January 15th. And, of course, through the 29th of this coming month, we've got duck hunting. For geese, waterfowl. There's just still a lot to do, but this is when we start to wind down.
Right. And then we wind up on the exotics and the pigs.
Yeah, and spring turkey's not
That's
far
right.
off.
And night hunting.
Yeah. You've been on or off-road?
Yeah, yeah. You're pounced or prepared to pounce. I can tell.
Right.
Okay, yeah, on Pure Electric, one of Bill's favorites, right? Pure Electric. The Volvo C40 Recharge Twin Ultimate. Now, let's get to some good points, though, okay? Great-looking car, a lot of style. Audis are, of course, famous for their safety. But this thing has got two electric motors. It's all-wheel drive. It is a screamer. It's rated at 402 horsepower. And it's a small SUV, but it's very classy. Great, great hatch space. Obviously, a lot
motor.
Of tech. Obviously, that's right. Obviously, a lot of tech. 12.3-inch... digital IP screen, a digital services package comes with this thing, video apps, remote services, remote charging of your phone, on and on and on. Inductive smartphone charging, they say. A lot of LED headlamps, think say hi when you walk up to it, blind spot information system, low and high speed collision mitigation, automatic braking, luxurious, very, very much so, great seating. A great ride, a lot of speed, a lot of good handling. The ultimate features on this thing, removable folding load cover, which is kind of cool. Keyless entry, keyless drive. We're going to get to that one. Power-operated tailgate, and much, much more. But the surprise to me, a couple of things happened. Okay. First of all, good-looking car. When the delivery people bought it, I happened to be in the shower. So I came out. The keys were waiting for me. I jump in the thing. First thing, I couldn't figure out how to start it. And I'm a car guy, okay? Could not figure out how to start it. I'm looking around, and there was once a hole. So the dash is obviously used on something else. It's covered with a plastic disc where a starter would be. And if I hadn't been looking at the instrument panel, I wouldn't have seen this little prompt that says, brake and shift rear or drive to start. Okay, so put your foot on your brake and you move the paddle to either reverse or drive and the thing starts. Okay, I roar downtown for a lunch meeting. I pull in good old China Garden, pull in the parking lot. I can't figure out how to stop it. I call the driver, go, how do you stop this thing? Because this is all different stuff here, not like any I've ever driven before. You get out, you shut the door, and you hit the lock on the fob. Okay.
So you get out with it still running.
Yes. Yeah, you put it in park.
Now, what could go wrong there?
Yeah, right. You hit the park button, hopefully, right? Mm-hmm. You get out. What would happen? I don't know either, you know. So then I decided to charge it. Now, I'm not geared up for charging these things. I've got a 110, closest that I could get to. And so I thought, because I'm watching the percentage of charge on this thing drastically dropping. Here's the part of this thing, what the weather does to these things. I have now discovered it. I get it at 78% power. All I do is go downtown, China Garden, back to my home, 20 miles or so.
Right.
And I lose 25% of the power.
Sure.
Right? I'm getting like a mile or percentage of power. Now, the thing is rated at 226 miles on a full charge.
Ain't going to happen.
Not in that cold weather. I'm lucky I might get 100, right? Okay. And then the other day I get in it, range and acceleration limited due to low battery temperature, it says on the instrument panel, right? I'm like, okay. Here's the hickey, friends. I put it on a 110 for 18 hours, and I gained 30% of power. 18 hours. Now, it's faster if you got a 220. And then one of the people said, well, you know, down the street, you got a fast charger, if nobody's plugged into it. And how fast will it charge? I don't know, hour, maybe two. I want to sit there and read the paper. You know, that's so infrastructure's not there, tech is not there, and how these things function ain't there yet. I mean, when they run, it's great. I mean, it's a neat car, but I'm not blaming it on the car. I'm blaming it on them shoving the technology down our throat, which I know is your point on these things.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Auto industry's been around 120 years.
Oh, at least.
Okay, maybe more. It started with a crank.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've used a key forever.
Correct.
Olson Air was in an accident.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to get a rental vehicle.
Right.
They bring me a Ford Expedition.
Right. You're okay. A Ford guy.
Ford guy. Yeah. You know, I said, all right, they bring it to me. Again, much like you, you know, figuring out how to, I knew you push the brake and mm-hmm. push the button. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Last Saturday, go out to run some errands.
Yeah.
Get in the vehicle.
And who did you call? You called me. Right. Yeah.
And he starts laughing.
Sympathizing.
No. But yeah. Anyway, I see this message come up on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
Does not recognize the key fob.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Go to YouTube. Mm-hmm. All the different hacks, you know, all right. The different mm-hmm. tricks. Nothing. Mm-mm. Call Enterprise. Great people to
right.
work with, let me tell you. They said, we'll be there in 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. They come, and they go, oh, the battery in the key fob has probably gone bad.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go, wait a minute. We used a key for decades,
right?
And now we're going to get to carry replacement batteries just in case?
Yes.
Correct. Okay. Nothing. Mm-hmm. It still does not recognize. We offload everything that was in Olson Air.
And you pack a lot.
Oh,
right.
It was well packed.
Yeah.
And we take it into the truck, to the dealer, get a new vehicle, mm-hmm. back. I'm back in now the Ford Expedition. Mm-hmm. But that's just one thing.
Did they tell you what happened then? You got it back now?
They don't know.
Oh.
They took it back to the dealer.
And you know, it works now.
And it works now, you know. Anybody that has hunted in the high country
mm-hmm.
and dealt with battery, I mean, the GPS
correct.
Was where it really started and
sure.
reared its head. This idea of cold weather,
mm-hmm.
did the heater continue to heat? Or were you using the heater? Was it during the
yes.
really cold days?
Yeah. You know, and the heated seats and the heated steering wheel, which I thoroughly enjoyed, but still, the power is
It's just
is
a drain.
Yeah. Correct.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Folks, this makes no sense. And I'll tell you another feature, and we got to get the shift on the column.
Right.
Anybody that has ever driven in mountainous or hilly terrain where you need to shift to a lure,
right.
This has a rotating knob on it.
Yeah.
How the hell do you downshift there?
Mm-hmm.
In the Chevy Suburban that I had for a few days and would gladly got rid of,
yeah.
It has the pull buttons. I remember my grandfather, I think, had a Chrysler in the 50s, you know, that had push button.
Right.
And Buick, I think, came out with something like in the 60s.
And DeSoto had them.
Nobody accepted it.
Right.
And the dealer says, it's because the European manufacturers are doing it, and the American want to stay up.
Yeah, right.
And I'm going, we've saved their ass so many times, you know.
And believe me, if you want to make sure that your vehicle is steel-proof, right, get a stick shift.
There you go.
What's this? You know,
hey,
unbelievable.
If we don't raise Cain, and the only people we can vent to are the people we rent from,
right,
and the people we buy from, but push it on up because this ain't going to work.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, we're going to come back. We're going to talk about some fun times in Dallas, Texas, at the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center, the upcoming Dallas Safari Club Convention and Sportsman's Expo.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough, the kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer, the ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
It's that time of year when we're all hustling around buying gifts for family, friends, clients, or business associates. If they love the outdoors and do most of their hunting and fishing in Texas, then give them a subscription to Texas Outdoors Journal. Each issue of this award-winning publication has a section for hunters, saltwater anglers, freshwater anglers, and a section for everyone. Plus, they'll receive our monthly forecast for area lakes and the entire Texas coast. Take advantage of our 3-for-$49 Christmas special. That's any combination of 3 subscriptions or 3 years at just $49. Give 3 friends each a 1-year subscription. It's just $49. Take a subscription for yourself and give 2 1-year gift subscriptions. Just $49. Or sign up or renew for 3 years for just $49. To subscribe, call 713-957-3997 or subscribe securely online at TexasOutdoorsJournal.com. That's TexasOutdoorsJournal.com.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson, Roman Herald, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been in the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with Vitamins and Minerals Yellow Blend, especially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The white-tailed blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife. Folks, we've just gone through some weather. We've got more weather ahead. Bucks have gone through the rut. Mama deer are carrying babies, and in a few months, they're going to be putting them on the ground, and they're going to be lactating to get those kids up and running.
Uh-huh.
All right? Feed them Fortified Cottonseed. It's free choice. The cost savings is better than 2-to-1 to a natural protein supplement.
Right. Well, because the goodies that are in there, it satisfies them quicker, so they don't just gobble, gobble, gobble. They just eat what they need and go on down the road.
That's there you go. Yep. It surely does provide what Mother Nature is not providing. Uh-huh. And they will deliver to you, or you can pick bags up at Tractor Supply. Go to their website at fortifiedcottonseed.com and then give them a call at 806-839-2122. That's 806-839-2122. Everything in Texas is bigger.
Ah, yes.
And it starts every year in Dallas at the Dallas Convention Center with the Dallas Safari Club, and joining us as he does each year, their executive director, Corey Mason. Corey, welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great. Good day, guys. Good to be with you.
Good. Glad to have you here, Corey. This is Harold. I have to ask my most intelligent question of the day. How big is it?
Well, it's bigger than ever. Continues to grow. More people, better exhibitors. It's just fabulous.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, having been involved with a number of conservation groups, I see people from other groups that I've worked with. And one thing that resonates is there is a sense of family. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, regardless of whether they're Texans or coming to Dallas for the event,
right.
What you and a relatively small staff and a great bunch of volunteers have done is put on something really, really special.
I appreciate that. You know, that sense of family is really important to us, and that really opportunity for a full family to come and to have a great time and a great day. And I think that's reflective with, you know, where we allow 16 and under to come in for free. Day pass admission cost is quite low compared to what it is, and we really try to create that environment, so I appreciate that.
There is such a variety of exhibitors, I mean, literally from around the world, North American continent, South America, and as Harold, you point out, many times there's a member close by that maybe has been with that outfitter.
Yeah, that's it. You're standing at a booth and you go, oh, golly, but you got somebody standing right there that's like has been with them that can kind of say, hey, man, we had a great time. Food's really good, you know, whatever,
sure.
Yeah.
You all have various seminars, obviously, delivering certain messages, but then, man, there's seminars actually going on in almost every booth all the time,
right.
Nonstop, just with the array of information. Anything new, any segment of the country now that the world has awakened from the pandemic as to, you know, something you're seeing new coming in?
Yeah, that's a great question. So, you know, one of the things we're super excited about is practically all of the travel restrictions around the world, Canada being one of the most recent, that have really done away with travel restrictions, meaning vaccination requirements, generally speaking, and some of them that required apps that, you know, kind of tracked your entry and exit and all those kind of things. And those are virtually non-existent now, so the ability to travel, COVID-related at least, is just so much better without that, you know, sort of that burden, if you will, a hurdle to cross. And so with that, we have now have, you know, more exhibitors returning and the ability for, if it's the hunter or the angler or someone going to pursue an adventure in various capacities, can do so in lots more places this year as they could in the last year and certainly 2 years ago. And so that also means that our exhibitor partners from around the world will be coming in with a sort of a renewed spirit as well. So it's just a really exciting time.
Yeah, there ought to be a real high level of synergy as we get into this. Listen, we're up against the mid portion of the program, so we need to take a break. If you would hold on, folks, you stick around as well, as we'll continue our conversation with Corey Mason, Executive Director from Dallas Safari Club, right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
Agriculture. It's the backbone of what makes our world go round. For more than a century, Capital Farm Credit has been providing agricultural financing to Texans. Our mission goes beyond making loans. We put agriculture first. We're your partner. We're your trusted advisor. We're your friend. Because together, we're better.
The
Hunting World is coming to Dallas for the Dallas Safari Club's 2023 Convention and Sporting Expo, January 5th through 8th, held at the beautiful Dallas Convention Center and featuring over 850 exhibitors, all ready to help you plan and equip your next adventure. This will be the greatest hunting convention yet. Put the DSC Convention on your calendar, January 5th through 8th, DSC, celebrating conservation, education, and advocacy.
We continue our conversation with Corey Mason, Executive Director, Dallas Safari Club. I'm looking at the inside cover of Texas Outdoors Journal, January issue. Beautiful scene. I mean, y'all's artwork for your ads are phenomenal, but of a caribou with a backdrop of, you know, just a glacial, you know, mountain background. But it kind of speaks to some of the variety. And while safari is in the name, safari is more than just Africa.
Right.
It can be a fishing safari. It could be a summer pack trip safari.
Uh-huh.
It could be a variety of things. I know many of the luncheons and dinners are sold out. Is there anything still available at this point?
Yeah, so for the ability to attend some of the night events and day events, those ticket sales have very excitedly sold out.
Okay.
But there is the opportunity to continue to support those events through the auctions that occur. And we do allow online bidding for ladies' luncheon, life member breakfast, and, of course, the night banquets as well. And so there's the opportunity to support those and participate in them no matter where you are, at home or on the convention floor or, you know, somewhere 5,000 miles away.
Corey, support is the operative word here right now because, you know, we've got things to see. We've got outfitters, we've got firearms, we've got clothing, we've got jewelry, we've got all kind of stuff. But the money goes somewhere. Tell the folks about some of the things you guys support and some of the things that are really important to you right now.
Yeah, thank you. You know, it's a very important part of that is understanding where these dollars go. These dollars go to support the mission of Dallas Safari Club in conservation, education, and advocacy. And I'll just start there on the last one, advocacy, and that is just what it sounds like. It's our physical presence in Washington, D.C., from our Director of Government Affairs there, working across all the state capitals as well, and then working abroad in international policymaking bodies. And so that's a very important presence for all hunters, anglers, sportsmen, outdoors. Education programs, we fund a diversity of programs all across North America, from getting youth outdoors, education to even the sporting community on the importance and role of sustainable use and educating elected officials and the general public on the need for legal regulated hunting and fishing, et cetera. And then our conservation footprint is really, really impressive. And those conservation projects look like things here in Texas, from supporting needed research and habitat practices, or projects, I should say, for pronghorn and mule deer, black bear restoration projects and research projects in the Trans-Pecos, to grizzly bear research in the northern United States and Canada, to leopard census projects, Argali projects in Asia, truly a global conservation impact.
You all also have ongoing through the convention during the daytime hours, live auctions and raffles, don't you, on the floor?
So we do. So we have a silent auction up in sort of in the gun hall, the F hall. When you come in the hall, kind of up to the right there, all kinds of silent auctions through the day. And then we have lots of fun raffles, and those are from, you know, products like rifles to great optics to hunting and fishing excursions around the world. So absolutely available to everyone.
Tell you, one of the most impressive thing when you talk to the members, and you all are still old school with ribbons, and are just to ask them their involvement with Dallas Safari Club. But those people that you can visit with that are DSC members, life members,
yep,
ask them who else they support.
Uh-huh.
Because it's truly a cross-section, but they come to Dallas,
yeah,
you know, to support Dallas Safari Club. One thing that y'all are doing is chapter development. How is that going, and what kind of opportunities are there for folks around the country to support there?
Yeah, we've been really excited about the growth of our chapters, and really that meaning a kind of a grassroots local, meaning a you know, multiple state or a statewide effort, and just added some new states this last year, Utah being probably one of the most recent additions, which is really exciting. But the chapter growth is very well. You know, and it adds a lot of things to DSC as an organization, as well as a lot of capacity to our chapter partners all over North America, is that it adds the ability to support conservation projects both financially, but also from literally just putting shoulders into projects and getting them completed. And it also significantly increases our ability from an advocacy standpoint to contact elected officials and for member engagement to engage in state-level needs and challenges. And so it's been highly effective for DSC as an organization.
All right, we got about a minute and a half before we're out of time. What's coming up on your plate? Message, challenges that you want to let the folks know about?
Yeah, so I just finished 2 weeks in Panama at CITES Conference of the Parties, which really an international regulatory body associated with all things hunting. And so we take what we gained and learned and victories that we had there, working with wildlife ministries around the world, game and fish agencies, and Fish and Wildlife Services to support conservation needs here. And the DSC Foundation will be supporting millions of dollars of grants over the next couple of years. So we'd love people to engage in DSC and come see us at convention.
Folks, this is a show. You can't go to SHOT Show unless you're part of that industry.
Correct.
You don't have to travel out of state.
Right.
You go to Dallas and you see the best of the best with one of the absolute best conservation groups in the world. Corey, appreciate what you and Terry and the rest of the staff do. Look forward to seeing you this coming week.
Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Corey. Friends, we got to take a break, but we shall be back because there is more Texas Outdoor News.
Hello, I'm Ernie Hudson. Sometimes I play a hero in the movies and on TV, but what I'm most proud of is being a hero for my four kids. I did that by beating cancer twice. And as a dad, there's nothing I wouldn't do to protect my kids from cancer. The human papillomavirus, or HPV, can cause 6 types of cancer. That's why every parent needs to know there's an HPV vaccine, and it can stop cancer before it starts. Girls and boys should get the vaccine at 11 or 12, and there's a catch-up option for teens and young adults. Over 40,000 new cases of HPV-related cancer will be diagnosed this year. Together, we can change those numbers. Be a hero. Call your child's doctor today and ask about the HPV vaccine. Getting tested for cancer saved my life. Getting your son or daughter vaccinated could save theirs. For more information, go to preventcancer.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest-standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the Outdoor Calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Harold?
Indeed. Well, we've been talking about it. You got to remember this, man. January 5 to 8, 40th Annual Dallas Safari Club Annual Convention and Exposition at the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center in Dallas. For information, biggame.org. Okay, January 2022, Houston Safari Club's Annual Convention and Expo at the George R. Brown Center. And for information on that one, visit hscfdn.org. A little complicated. But anyway, January 21, West Bay Trout Tournament and Fundraiser, West End Marina in Galveston. For more info there, visit fishwestend.com. And then go to one of those great events in your brand new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 45 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
And I tell you what, remember, Hybrid Lights, the official mobile lighting provider of Texas Outdoor News Radio. They have flashlights, headlamps, work lights, lanterns, more. These products charge with the USB cord or any light source, and miraculously, they hold a charge for 7 years. Plus, these lights can be used to charge your phone and other devices. So for our listeners and friends, I got a special offer for 20% off any of their products and free same-day shipping. Go to hybridlight.com and at checkout, add the discount code TEXAS20. Again, 20% off, free same-day shipping, hybridlight.com. They have kits that have a combination of several of these lights. I know you love the headlight.
Oh, absolutely.
And I like the Mighty Mammoth work light. They're fabulous. Hybridlight.com.
I want to thank our guest today, Corey Mason, Dallas Safari Club Executive Director. Folks, I really can't tell you how excited I am each year to be heading to Dallas.
Yeah.
And that's a Houstonian talking about going to Dallas.
Yeah. How dare you?
I mean, it is a great event, great people, and let me encourage you. It's well worth it. It is the show of shows that come to Texas each year.
And like I say, the attitude.
Oh, phenomenal people.
Some shows like that get snobby, but not that one.
No, they really don't.
Yeah,
it's a well grassroots grounded.
You might not be able to afford a 1 month safari in Africa, but you could afford maybe a squirrel hunt in East Texas.
Hey,
I mean, there's whole many.
We
so many
all
things
start
there.
Somewhere,
correct?
You know, and we grow over time.
Right, and learn to save.
There you go.
Right, get ready for the big one. You betcha. Anyway, next week, people have had some dealings with the Morphy Auction House, the primo firearms and accessories and memorabilia auction house in the country. It's an amazing thing they do, and so we're going to check out their history. Check what's hot, what's not, you know, and look at some of those big prices on some of those things, and maybe there's a deal. Very interesting story. Also, remember, we are brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. So check our website out, TexasOutdoorNews.com. There's a list of our wonderful affiliate stations there, and we archive the shows. Just click on Listen to Our Show, and there it is, all right? So remember, whether you're on the water or in the field, be safe out there so you can join us again next week, same time, same station, for more Texas Outdoor News.